Hey, what's happening? I'm Tay Diggs, and you're watching Life Minute TV. Keeping busy. We're working on a talk show about fathers and their kids. I wrote another book, so that's coming out. Very much looking forward to this third season. We got a lot of new fans watching the second season. So the third season is coming up. We're all very much looking forward to it. We got some great stories, just waiting to get back to work. I'm trying to take advantage of this time that we have alone. So just focusing on myself a lot. I'm doing a lot more meditating, a lot more sitting with my thoughts and my feelings. I've started to run because all the gyms were shut down. So that's something that I think I normally wouldn't do. But staying active with my son is at the top of the list. His name is Walker. He's very active and loves summer camp. His summer camp got canceled. And though he was devastated, secretly I was very much looking forward to spending more time with him. And I'm very excited to be partnering with the Camp Chewy team. Together, we are kind of reinventing the summer camp experience for families at home. For those out there, they can go to the website, nocampnoproblem.com. They can join up in a sweepstakes, possibly win some cool prizes. But most importantly, we're encouraging families to get out there with their kids and keep the fun in summer at home. My son's very athletic, so we play sports, a lot of basketball, a lot of football, but something that we've come to enjoy as of late are these night swims, where this idea came from my son, his brainchild. He wanted to go out, wait till it's pitch black dark, go out and swim in the pool and just float while having these really great conversations. And it's something that's so simple, but something that I've come to really appreciate. And I feel like situations like this would not have kind of come to be were we not in the situation that we are in now, and being that we're in a pandemic. So I'm really, really kind of grateful for moments like that. I basically am just there for him when it comes to the questions. I try to be open to how he is feeling and make him feel as comfortable as possible. Because the last thing I want is for him to feel like he can't express himself or come to me with any inquiries. This stuff is complicated, but at the same time, it's forcing all of us to talk about it, and I think that's a good thing.